We're picking up on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph at the two dots, 13 lines down from the bottom, from the top of the page. The Gemara quotes a Mishnah: Shalosh Tanios Harishonos Anshe Mishmar Misanin V'lo Mashlimin. That the first set of three fasts, when there wouldn't be rain, the Anshe Mishmar. So we learned that the Kohanim were broken up into family groups called Mishmaros, and each Mishmar would serve for a week in the base of Migdash, and those Mishmaros were further broken down into Bate Avos. One base av per day. So during these first three fasts, the Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar of that week, if it was your week to serve, they would fast but not complete the fast, and the if it was your day, your base av, you wouldn't fast at all. And then the mission went on to discuss certain halachos, mishmaros, and bati avos that were unrelated to the halachos of fasting. So we're actually, the Gemara is going to discuss those halachos that are not related to fasting. The rabbis taught in a braisa, Mifnei ma amru anshi mishmar mutarin lishtos yayin balelos. Why is it that the kohanim of the mishmar of that week's avoda were permitted to drink wine at night, avaloba yamim, but not during the day, if it wasn't their day? Shema techabid havoda al anshi beisav, because maybe the avoda, the service in the base of Megdash, would become too burdensome for the base av of that particular day. V'yavo v'yisayu lahem, and therefore they would have to come and help them. So therefore, if it was your week, during the daytime you were not allowed to drink, because maybe you would have to help, even if it wasn't your day. But at nighttime you could help, as we learned earlier, because at nighttime you probably wouldn't have to come help. Why is it that if it was your day, if it was your base av, your day to serve in the base of Megdash, you couldn't drink during the day nor during nighttime? Because they would have to be constantly dealing with the work in the base of Megdash even at night, and therefore they couldn't drink even at night. Mikan Amr, from here, the Chum said that even nowadays, even when we don't have the base of Migdash, Kol Kohen Shemakar Mishmaraso Umishmer Spesav, if any Kohen who knows his Mishmar, he knows what week he should be serving, Umishmer Spesav, and he knows what base av he belongs to, so he knows which day he should be serving, V'yodea Shebate Avosa Kavuin Sham, and he knows that his fathers had an established base av. We'll see what that means in Rashi. So basically, if you know that it's your day to work in the base of Migdash, Aser Lishtos Yain Kolos Yom, you're not allowed to drink wine that day. Why? We'll see, because we're worried that maybe the base of Migdash will be rebuilt today, and you have to be ready to work today, because today is your day. V'makar Mishmaraso, the Brisa continues, if you know your week, Vein Makar Mishmaras Beis Av, but you don't know your Beis Av Shalos, so he doesn't know which day to serve. Once again, he knows that he had an established base av. He knew that he's part of a group that works in the base of Migdash. So then you can't drink wine that whole week. Shabbos here meaning a week, because this week might be your week, and if the base of Migdash is rebuilt, you need to be ready. But if you don't know your mishmar, so you don't know what week, umishmar space av, and you don't know your base av, you don't know which day you are, you don't know anything, but you know that you definitely belong to a base av that has what was established as part of the cycle, then you can't ever drink wine, because once again, you don't know, maybe today is your day to work in the base of Migdash, and maybe the base of Migdash will be rebuilt today, and you need to be ready. Rabbi Omer, that's the Chum's opinion, but Rabbi said, no, Omer Ani, I say, Aser Lishtos Yain LeOlam, really, according to this, you should never be able to drink wine. We'll see in Rashi what that means. Aval ma'esab, what can I do? Shetakanaso kilaso, that it's fixing is its ruining. What does that mean? Meaning, since the base of Migdash is destroyed, which is a klal, it's a bad thing, but that allows the quantum to drink, because we're not worried the base of Migdash will be rebuilt today. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kaman Shasu Ha'inna Kani Chamra, according to whose opinion do the Kohanim nowadays drink wine? Karebi, it's going according to Rebbe, who says that we do not need to be worried that maybe the base of Migdash will be rebuilt today. Let's see Rashi on that. Mikan Amru, from here, Chacham said, Miniktani Hacha, from the fact that here we taught, Dafilo Anshe Mishmar Shalo Hayo Ovdin Ba'oso Hayom Klal, that if it was your week, it was your mishmar, even though you weren't working that day at all, still, you were not allowed to drink wine because you had to be ready because maybe you'd be needed. So therefore, Kohen Bizman Azah, Kohen nowadays, Hamakar Mishmarasa, which knows his week, Hayodea Me'ezo Mishmeres, who he knows which mishmar he belonged to, Mi Yehoyariv, if he was the mishmar of Yehoyariv, Omiyadia, or from the Mishmar of Yadia, Oachs Michafdal Mishmaros, or one of the 24 Mishmaros, Shiodea Shemos Avosav, he knows the name of his fathers, Vavos Avosav, and his forefathers, Ad Yehoyariv, until going back to Yehoyariv, Vyodea Eza Yom Veza Shabbos Hayovdin, and he knew which day and which week they worked. So then on that day he can't drink wine. Kavuim, he knew that his Beis Av was Kavua. What does that mean? Shiodea Vade Shebeis Av Shelo Oved B'Migdash. She knew that his family worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Lefi Shaharbe Hayu Mibate Avosav HaKohanim Shelo Hukbu. There were many Kohanim that were from certain families that didn't have a set week to work. Not all Kohanim had a set week to work. But if he was from such a family, he's not allowed, then he can't drink wine on that day. Shuv Amarli Rabbi, then Rabbi, my teacher Rashi says, told me, Kavuim, what does Kavuim mean? A different interpretation. Shelo Nischalel Beis Av Shelo, that his family wasn't Nischalel, didn't become invalid or disqualified Kohanim. Vios Meguel Minakuna, to be disqualified or literally disgusting from the Kahuna. Because if, let's say, they married someone they weren't allowed to marry, or they did something else they weren't really allowed to do, the Kohanim would be disqualified. So, but this coin, Viodea Shiroi Beis Av Shelo Lavod, he knows that he's not from a disqualified family, he knows he's from a family that is fitting to work. So again, if you know your day, you're not allowed to drink wine. Asur Lishtos Yain Kol HaSuyom, you can't drink wine that day. Besulo, but beyond that, it's permitted. Shema Yibana Beis HaMikdash V'ticha Beit HaAvoda V'yezet Tzarech LaAvod, you don't worry about. That day is Asur, we're not worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and they'll need you even though it's not your day. If it's not your day, then it's permitted. If Makir Mishmaras, so you know your Mishmar Shiodei is a Shabbos B'Shana Ov, then you know which week your family worked. Ve'ene Yodea Me'ezo Be'Sav, but you don't know which Be'Sav. Da'achshav Eino Makir Be'ezo Yom B'Shabbos, you don't know which day of the week you would work Ov, then they would work. Ve'odea Shabbat Yavosav Kavuim, but once again he knows that his household is fitting to work. Aser Kol Osher Shabbos Misveiko, so then out of doubt, it's Aser to drink that entire week, because maybe that week, any day is your day to work. Rashi says, Bechulu Garcinan, in all of these stages, you should have the version in your Gemara, which we do, that Viodea Shabbat Yavosav Kavuim Heim, that again, once again, you know that your household, your family, was established to work in the Beis HaMikdash, that you are fitting to work. Deim Eina Yodea Shabbat Yavosav Kavuim Lavo, because if you don't know that your family would work in the Beis HaMikdash, Mutahu Lishtos Kol Hayayin Kol HaShana, then it would be permitted to drink wine all year. Why? V'lo chayshin and shem yibana, we won't say that we should be worried. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt today. The shem of Beis Av Shelo Yavdu Hayom, and also maybe your family worked in the Beis HaMikdash. If you don't even know your family worked, then we won't be machmer on you, because there's a double doubt. Maybe the Beis HaMikdash won't be rebuilt, and even if it will, maybe your family didn't work. But Rabbi Omer, Rabbi said, Omer, ani I say kohen aser, a kohen really should be aser, klomer, what does this mean to say? If we are worried that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, as you, the Chachamim, say, then it should always be Aser. Even if you know your Mishmar and your Beis Av, even if you know your week and your day, it should still be Aser all year long. Why? We should be worried. Maybe when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, the order of the mishmaros of the families will change. V'shem yavdu kulam luchanukas habayis b'vasachas, and maybe they'll need everyone to work when we rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. V'nim says that tzarach la'avod, and then it'll come out that this person, even though it's not his day, will have to work. So therefore, if we follow your logic, everyone should be usher all year long. Aval ma'esab, what can I do? Shetakanaso kilaso, the fixing of this problem is through its kill through its ruining. Why? To have ukama shanim shelo chazra. The marsha changes that to avoda, or the bach, excuse me, that it's been many years since the avoda has returned, meaning the Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for a long time. The kilkel azu, this kilkel, this ruining, this destruction, takanaso, is a fix. Lishtos yain bade, to be able to drink wine. And we're no longer concerned, or we no longer will be machmir, that maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt today. Okay, so that's the opinion of Rebbe. Back into the Gemara. Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Maimed Asurin L'Saper L'Chabes, that the Kohanim and also Yisraelim who are working in the Beis HaMikdash that week, or davening, they are forbidden to get a haircut or to wash their clothes that week. Uvachamishi mutar mifnei kavod haShabbos, but on Thursday it's permitted for the honor of Shabbos. My time, why are they not allowed to get a haircut or wash their clothes during that week? Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Yochanan, Rav Yochanan said, "Kedei shel yikansu lemishmarasam kishem nuvalim." So they should not enter their mishmar, their week, when they are disgusting looking. Meaning, we say it's usher to get a haircut that week, so they'll be forced to get it the week before. Let's see Rashi on that. Kishem nuvalim shelo yusomchna al yom echad mimei Shabbos. So they shouldn't rely on the fact that they'll get a haircut one day of that week. Veim stafrim Shabbos shavra, and then they won't get a haircut the previous week. So therefore we say it's usher that week, so you'll have to get a haircut the previous week, and you'll look nice when you go into your mishmar. Back into the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the rabbis taught in a braisa. Melech mistaber b'chol yom. The king must get a haircut every day. Kohen gadol, mi'erev Shabbos, erev Shabbos. The kohen gadol should get a haircut every Friday. Kohen hediot achas l'shoshim yom. And a regular kohen should get a haircut once every 30 days. Melech mistaber b'chol yom. The king should get a haircut every day. My time, what is the reason? Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Amar Kra. Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda said, the pasuk says, Melech b'yofio techazenei necha. Your eyes should see the king in his beauty. So we see that the king should be in a beautiful state always, so he should get a haircut every day. Kohen gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. Kohen gadol should get a haircut every Friday. Why is that? My time, what's the reason? Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, Ho'el u'mishmaros mischashos. Since every Shabbos, the new mishmar, the new group of kohanim would enter the Beis HaMikdash, so the kohen should look nice every week when the new mishmar comes. Kohen hediot, a regular kohen achas l'shoshim yom, should get a haircut once every 30 days. Minalan, from where do we know this? Asya pera pera minazir. It's learned out from Gzera Shava of pera pera from Nazir. Why? What does that mean? Ksiv hacha says here regarding kohanim, v'roshem lo yigalechu, they should not shave their heads. And they should not let their hair grow wildly, paras to grow wildly. Uksiv hasam, and it says over there regarding a nazir, kadoshiyah, gedol parasei arosho, that the growth of his hair is holy. So since it says para para in both places, we connect the two and we say, malahala, just like over there by nazir, shloshim, that a nazir, he lets his hair grow for 30 days. Afkan shloshim, so to a kohen should let his hair grow 30 days and no more. He must get a haircut after 30 days. V'nazir gufei minolan, and where do we know that a nazir himself lets his hair grow for 30 days? Amar of Mas, and Amar of Mas said, stam nazir shloshim yom minolan. How do we know that the stam naziros, the regular unspecified naziros, is for 30 days? From where do we know that? Amar Kra, the pasuk says, yihiyah. That his hair should be holy, yihiyah, it should be. And the Gemara says, the gematria tlas and havu, and yihiyah and gematria is 30. So therefore, the regular naziris is 30 days, and from there we connect it to a kohen, that a kohen should not let his hair grow more than 30 days. Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, v'dilma hachi kamar, perhaps this is what the pasuk means to say. Rahman, this is what the Torah is saying. Lo lirbu klal, you should not let your hair grow at all. Not 30 days, but rather should not let it grow at all. Amar lei, he said to him, I havi kasuv lo yishalechu pera. If the pasuk would have said, do not let it grow wild, kidikamar, then he'd be right. It would mean, get a haircut right away. Hasha dechsiv u pera lo yishalechu. Since it says, and your wild growth, lo yishalechu, you should not let it grow, but first there is a para, and only then it says don't let it grow. Para lahavi, that implies you're allowed to have a para. Shlichu dolo lishlichu, you just can't let it grow anymore. Period. Okay, let's stop there. Let's see Rashi on that. Rashi mistaper b'chol yom, the king gets a haircut every day. Mitzvah, meaning there's a mitzvah to get a haircut every day. Me'erev Shabbos, le'erev Shabbos, the queen gadol is every Friday. What does that mean? V'lo yishem igolech, so you should not wait any longer. Why? Mishmar Smischad shows the new Mishmar comes in every Friday, or rather Rashi says B'chol Shabbos or Shabbos in every Shabbos. Mishmar Shal Yura'asu Arachshav, the Mishmar, the group that did not see the Kohen Gadol up until now. Ubalir Oso, and then they're coming to see the Kohen Gadol. Hadavar Nash, it's Yerubi Yofio. It's nice that they should see him in a beautiful state. Therefore, he should get a haircut every Friday. Lo lirvu klau. The Gemara says perhaps a kohen should not let his hair grow at all. Ella yistapru b'chol yom. You should get a haircut every day. D'hachi mashma. This is what the pasuk sounds like. Upera d'hainu shloshim lo yishalechu ella yigalchu. That a pera, which is a growth of 30 days, you should not let it grow. Rather, you should shave right away, meaning shave right away so you won't come to have a wild hair growth of 30 days. So therefore, you should do it right away. So, continuing Rashi, Rashi says, no, shluchu lo l'mishluchi. You're allowed to have a pera, you just can't let it grow more than that. Hachi mashma is what the pasuk implies. Pera, the growth, shagadlu, that grew, inan rishayim legado od, you can't let it grow anymore. But 30 days at least, you can let it grow. Okay, back into the Gemara. So we see that there are psukim which say that a regular coin must get a haircut every 30 days. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if so, afilo ha'inanami. If so, if they're learned not from psukim, then even nowadays we should make sure that kohanim get haircuts every 30 days. And we don't find anyone that says that that's so. Everyone allows a kohen to get a haircut after 30 days. So the Gemara says, no, dumya d'shesuye yayin. It's comparable to the prohibition to drink wine. Mashesuye yayin bezman biyahu da'aser shlobezman biyashari. Just like drinking wine is only prohibited at a time when they would go into the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not prohibited when there is no Beis HaMikdash. Afacha, so too here regarding afachanami, regarding getting a haircut, there's only a requirement to get a haircut if it's when the Beis HaMikdash is standing. The Gemara says, "I batani," but we learned in a brisa, "Rebbe Omer Omer ani kohanim asurin lishtos yain laolam." Aval ma'ase shetakanaso kilas. So Rebbe says, "I hold that kohanim are according to you should be usher, but rather why is it mutter to drink wine?" Rebbe says, "Since the Beis HaMikdash hasn't been rebuilt in so long." So the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash allows them to drink wine. V'amar Abayabai said, "Kaman shasu ha'idna kani chamra." According to whose opinion, do nowadays do Kohanim drink wine? Karebi, according to Rebbe, mechlal de Rabbanan asri. We see that the Rabbanan, the Chachamim, hold that it's usher to drink wine nowadays for Kohanim. My time, why is it usher to drink wine? Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash, because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be quickly be rebuilt, and they need to be ready to do the avoda. So too, we'll stop here, a bit of a middle of a sentence. So too, it should be usher to allow your hair to grow more than 30 days, because even though we don't have the Beis HaMikdash nowadays, maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and the Kohanim should have to cut their hair. Let's see Rashi on that so far. Turning back on the previous Amud. Ihachi, if so. Since we learn out from Sukkim that the Kohanim have to get a haircut every 30 days, so nowadays also they shouldn't allow their hair to grow. Mishani, we answer, Kiyain, it's like wine, Dumiya Dayain, similar to wine Dichsiv, because it says right near it, Besamach, Lahayu Paraloi Shalechu, these are Sukkim in Yechezkel, that you shouldn't allow your hair to grow, and then it says right after that, Vayain lo Yishtu Kol Kohen, the Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine, so you see that. The prohibition of letting your hair grow is comparable to drinking wine. Ma'ayim b'zman b'yahuda aser, just like wine is only aser when they're going to the Beis HaMikdash. Tichsev, as the pasuk says, b'voam el ha-chatzar. You can't drink wine, you go into the chatzar of the Beis HaMikdash. B'zman she-Beis HaMikdash kaim, shivoyin sham la'avod, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing and they would go there to work, so it's aser. But shlo b'zman b'yah, when it's not a time of going to the Beis HaMikdash. Could go in ha'idna like nowadays. Shabbai is chari, if the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, v'lav b'zman b'yah hi, and it's not a time when you go into the Beis HaMikdash. So then it's mutter to drink wine. The Gemara says, "I vatani Rabbi Omer Omer ani." The Rabbi says, "I hold it's mutter to drink wine." V'amar Abaye v'chulun Abaye said that nowadays we drink wine only in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi. Mechal de Rabbanan aser. We see that according to Rabbanan is aser to drink wine. De'chayshin and l'shem yivana were worried maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt quickly. So too it should be aser to let your hair grow, and we don't find that anyone says it's aser to let your hair grow. Even the Rabbanan who said it's aser to drink wine. They say it's mutter to let your hair grow. So what is the difference between drinking wine and letting your hair grow long? Rashi just adds, Umatzi nami maisi reisha the b'raisa. We obviously could have quoted the beginning of the b'raisa, which says, Mipnei ma'amru anshe mishra, which says explicitly that why are the anshe mishra not allowed to drink wine? V'aisi seifa b'lashan ksara. We just quote the end of the b'raisa because it's shorter and quicker. V'diek mina, and we infer from there, mechal de rabbanan asri, that the rabbanan say it's usher to drink wine, but the beginning of the Braisa is explicit that the Rabbanan hold you can't drink wine. Again, continuing Rashi and Amud Beis, Karebi, nowadays we drink wine in accordance with the opinion of Rebbe, HaRabbanan Meisr Asri, but the Rabbanan say it's usher, Afilu Shlob Zman Biyah, even when the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. Okay, back into the Gemara. So just rereading one of the lines we read. So the Gemara is now answering this question and explaining the difference between drinking wine and letting your hair grow long. The Gemara says, "My time, and why is it usher to drink wine nowadays? Mehera yibana beis hamikdash, because maybe the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt quickly. Ubayin and kohen haroi lavoda, and we need to have a kohen who is fit and ready to do the avoda. Veleka, and he won't be ready because he'll be drunk. Hacha, but here if a kohen has long hair, after the mitzvah aisle, he can just quickly get a haircut and then go up and serve. And therefore, it's usher to let your hair grow long, because even if the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, you can just cut it off quickly and go and work. So it's not a problem." The one says, "Ihachi shisui yai nami afshar degani porta vile." If so, you should also be able to drink wine, because it's possible degani porta just to sleep a little and then go up. So even if you drink, you can sleep, which weakens the power of the wine, and go up and work. So what's the problem? Why aren't you allowed to drink? So we say no. As we learn, Kidarami Barcha Abba, the Amar Rabbi Bar Abba, this is in accordance with what Rami Bar Abba said. Derech mil, if you walk a mill, Vishina, or you sleep a little, kolshu a little, mafigan esayin, it weakens the power of the wine, and therefore you should be allowed to drink wine. So why is it usher? The Gemara says, no, lav mi itmar, Allah, was it not said regarding that? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avua, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, lo shano elikisha shasa shir revius. Walking and drinking a little only helps if you drink a revius of wine, 3 or 4 ounces of wine. Aval shasa yoser mi revius, but if you drink more than a revius, kol shechein, even more so, shederech matridaso, that walking will bother you, vishina mashkarto, and sleeping will make you more drunk, will give you a hangover. So if you drink a lot of wine, there is no way to solve the problem. You can't make yourself ready to do the avoda, and that's why it's usher to drink wine nowadays, according to the Chachamim. But since getting a haircut you can solve quickly, so that is mutter. Let's see Rashi on that. Mishani, the Gemara answers, my taima, the chuli, etc., v'hacha, etc. What does that mean? My taima, what is the reason? Tiruzu, this is an answer. Klomar, the taima, my gazer rabbanan b'yayin shem ibana. Why did the rabbanan make a gzera and say it's usher to drink wine? Because maybe the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and we'll need a coin to work. Avagabi prui rosh, but regarding someone who has long hair, lo gazru, they never made a decree. Dafshir de mistaper miyad, because it's possible you can just immediately get a haircut. Vahadar ayil, and then go up into the base of Megdash, the base of Megdash, and go and serve the base of Megdash. So there's no problem if he has long hair. We say, drinking wine also, derech mil, vishina kolshu, vishina mashkarta. We say, maybe you could sleep. And the one says, no, if you drink a lot, sleeping will make it worse. So Rashi says, vahai shinoi ika bahachmiyat, so you can at least make that answer to say that, therefore, if you drink a lot of wine, it's going to be a problem. So therefore, we don't allow drinking wine because it might make you disqualified to the Beis HaMikdash and no way to fix it immediately. Okay. Continuing in the Gemara. Rav Ashi said a different answer to explain the difference of wine and long hair. He says, Shisui yayin demachli avoda. When you drink wine, someone who's drunk, it invalidates the avoda. It makes an avoda psula, even bidiyavad, even after the fact. And therefore the Rabbanan made a decree that you are not allowed to drink wine. But prue rosh, someone has long hair, d'lo machali avoda, doesn't ruin the avoda. It's usher to have long hair. But if a kohen would do the avoda with long hair, the avoda is still kasher b'di'evid. So therefore, lo gazri b'hu Rabbanan. Therefore the Rabbanan did not make a decree to invalidate to make it usher to have long hair nowadays. Meisvei, they asked the Braisa, ve'elu shehin b'misa, these are the people who archive misa bidei shamayim, death from heaven, if they do the avoda, and includes shesui yayin upuri rosh, someone who is drunk or someone who has long hair. So we say bishlam shesui yayin behedi ksivahu. I understand why you get misa if you're drunk, because the pasuk says it explicitly. The yayin v'shechar al teish just says don't drink any wine. The pasuk continues because if you do, you'll die. El upuri rosh menalim. But how do we know that you'll die if you have long hair? Dichsev, it must be because the pasuk says, in Yechezkel, these sukim veroshim leigaleichu, you can't shave your hair, head. Uperaloi shaleichu, you can't let your hair grow wild. Uksiv basrin, it says right after that, v'yayin lo yishdu. you're not allowed to drink wine. Kol koin b'vomel chatzar pnimis. Any coin when he goes into the Beis Hamikdash. The iska shpuri rosh l'sui yain. So you see the psukim connect having long hair and drinking wine. Mash sui yain b'misa. Just like your chayiv misa if you're drunk. Af pri rosh b'misa. So too, if you serve in the Beis Hamikdash with long hair, you'll be chayiv misa. So you see that we connect the two and we bring the halakos one from one to the other. Here we bring the chayiv misa from wine to long hair. So the Gemara says, "Umina." So from there, we should also say, "Imash shesu yain demachli avoda." Just like someone who's drunk invalidates the avoda b'diavad, af puri rosh demachli avoda. So too, we should say that if you have long hair, it invalidates the avoda. And therefore, Ravashi, you're wrong to make this distinction that wine invalidates the avoda, but not having long hair. And therefore, that's the question on Ravashi's opinion. Most people say we remove the parentheses, that sentence from the Gemara. Let's see Rashi on that. Shesui yain demachli avoda. If someone's drunk, it invalidates the avoda. Dechsev, the pasuk says yain v'sheich al teish. Don't drink wine or an intoxicating beverage. V'samach leu lahavdil bein hakodesh u'bein achol. And the pasuk says right after that to distinguish between the holy and the profane. What does that mean? Bein avoda kadosha, between holy avoda l'mechulal, is to profane or invalidated avoda. Di'i avod avoda shesui yain. Because if someone who's drunk does the avoda, chilal, it's pasul, it's invalidated, it doesn't work. It's not considered avoda. But frui rosh, but someone who has long hair, delochsev bechalol, doesn't say that it should invalidate the avoda. Delo nirachilol, it's not mistaber, it's not logical that it should invalidate the avoda. The elu shebemisa, we quoted that these are the people that are chayiv misa bidei shemayim from heaven. Msachas Sanhedrin be'elu heina nisrafin. This is a mishnah in Sanhedrin in the parak of elu heina nisrafin. These are the ones who are burnt. Shesui yayin b'misa, someone who's drunk, is chayiv misa. Dichsev yayin v'sheich al teish, don't drink wine. B'vo achem el o'om away, when you go into the Beis Hamikdash, v'lo samusu, so that you will not die. So, but if you drink wine, you will die. The hainu misa b'dei shamayim, this is a death from heaven, not from the basin. Minelo ksev yumas, since it doesn't say yumas, which is the word used when the basin must kill you. V'amar, the Gemara says vishlam, it makes sense for wine. But for long hair, we have no source. It must be that we compare drinking wine to having long hair. Hachi garsinan, this is the correct version of the Gemara. Umina, from there we learn, mashisui yain machli avoda, just like drinking wine invalidates the avoda, af pri rosh machli avoda, so too, having long hair invalidates the avoda. Kasha, this is a difficulty in Ravashi's opinion. Then, many change Rashi to read this way, lo garas, but you should not have the following girsa of the next line, Ki gemiri halacha lemisa, that there is only halacha moshe misinai for misa, lachule avoda lo gemiri, there is no halacha moshe misinai for invalidating the avoda. That line, lo garas, you should not have that line in the Gemara, which we don't. Continuing in Rashi, machli avoda, the avoda is invalid, chulenhi, it is profane, not holy, kol avoda, socha avod, everything he did in the Beis Hamikdash, af puri rosh, so too, having long hair, avoda sam michuleles, there avoda is invalidated delchomili iskush, because wine and having long hair are compared for all things. Utsyufta de Ravashi, this is a kasha, a disproof for Ravashi, the Amar Puri Rosh Lo Machle Avoda, who said that if you have long hair, it does not disqualify the avoda. Okay, continuing in the Gemara, just a little bit more. Amar Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asked the following question to Ravashi. We just learned that the source of that someone who has long hair disqualifies the avoda. The source of that is in a pasuk in Yechezkel in the Navi. So Ravina asked, "Mekami dasi Yechezkel man amra?" Before Yechezkel came along, who said this? We know that the Neviim are not allowed to create new halachos. Halachos only come from Hashem when what He said to Moshe at Har Sinai. But it can't come to any Navi afterwards. So where did this halacha come from before Yechezkel? Yechezkel can't be the source. Amar Lei, he responded to him, "Ultamecha, and according to you, Had Amar Chista, this the Rav Chista said, Davar Zamitoras Moshe Rabbeinu Lalamanu, we did not learn this halacha from Moshe. When we did write Kabbalah Lamanu, we learned it from the Nevi'im, that what halacha, the fact that someone who does not have a bris, his avoda is pasul in the Beis HaMikdash, from the pasuk in Yechezkel, Kol Ben Nechar Arel Lei V'Arel Basar Lo Yavo Al Mikdashi, any person who is, any foreigner who is an Arel, who is uncircumcised, both of an uncircumcised heart or uncircumcised flesh, he is not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash." So Rav Chisda said we learned that out from Yechezkel. So according to you, where did Rav Chisda get this halacha from? Hamikami das Yechezkel man Amra, before Yechezkel, who said this? Ela rather, what must what me say? Gemara Gamirla, they had learned this. There is a tradition of halacha Moshe Misinai, an oral tradition. Vas Yechezkel v'atzmecha, Karan Yechezkel just came along and connected it to a pasuk. He just wrote it down that had already been an oral tradition. Hachanami, so too here regarding someone who has long hair, that he is disqualified and his avoda is disqualified. Gemara Gamar La, it was a tradition. Vas Yechezkel v'asmecha akra. And Yechezkel simply came along and wrote this tradition in a pasuk. Period. Therefore, that is the source. And again, once again, we will not read the words in the parentheses. Rashi. Rav Chisda, the statement of Rav Chisda, the perek sheni of Zvachim, the second perek of Zvachim, the kaboy hasim koin aral shemisu achav machos mila mahu, that the Gemara there asks, a koin who was uncircumcised because his brothers had died, and therefore he did not get a circumcision, because since his brothers had died from the mila, it was a sakana, so that he didn't get a mila, but he was a from Jew, mahu, can he work in the base of English? Rav Chisda said, no. Aroleva Arobaser, even someone who is simply uncircumcised of the flesh, even though he's completely from, he's a tzaddik, his avoda is pasul. So what's the source of that halacha? Hilchos Gemira Misinai, it's a tradition from Har Sinai. So too, it's a tradition that someone who has long hair is disqualified. And his avoda so as well is pasul, even b'diavad. But once again, we leave off with the kasha on Rav Ashi, who distinguishes between wine and long hair. Rather, we assume, like the first answer, that wine you cannot solve, because if you're really drunk, you can't fix it quickly, but if you have long hair, you can quickly fix it and get a haircut, and that's why it's permitted, even according to the Chachamim, to have long hair nowadays for a kohen.